afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. A couple of times over the past year I've mentioned the Chinese Chang'e 4 mission to the Moon, which is a complicated mission involving many components, including communications relay satellites and a rover which is currently trundling across the surface of the far side of the Moon. A South African company has been involved in some of the technology on one of the satellites, which is part of this very interesting mission. Well, as interesting missions go, it has already found something weird. The lunar rover has discovered an unusually coloured gel-like substance during its exploration activities on the far side. It stumbled upon that surprise during Lunar Day 8. The discovery prompted scientists on the mission to postpone other driving plans for the rover and instead focus its instruments on trying to figure out what this strange material is. Day 8 started on July the 25th this year, when the rover began navigating a path through an area littered with various small impact craters with the help and planning of drivers at the Beijing Aerospace Control Center. On July the 28th, the Chang'e 4 team was preparing to power the rover down for its usual midday nap to protect the rover from high temperatures and radiation from the sun high in the sky. A team member checking images from the rover's main camera spotted a small crater that seemed to contain material with a colour and lustre unlike that of the surrounding lunar surface. One possible explanation, outside researchers suggested, is that the substance is melt glass, created from meteorites striking the surface of the Moon. The lunar rover's discovery isn't scientists' first lunar surprise. Apollo 17 astronaut and geologist Harrison Schmitt discovered orange-coloured soil near the mission's landing site in 1972. Lunar geologists eventually concluded that the orange soil was created during an explosive volcanic eruption 3.64 billion years ago. But we just don't know. There's so much we don't know. Right, how would you like to name a world? Here we are in South Africa with so many places named after the men who founded them, Johannesburg, Hermanus and so on. How about naming an entire planet far outside our solar system? Well, you have until the 30th of September to enter a competition run by the South African Astronomical Observatory. You'll find the link for the competition on www.saao.ac.za, and it's open to individuals and groups in South Africa. The current rather unromantic name of the planet is WASP-62b, and it lies about 560.4 light years, and if you prefer parsecs, that's 171.8 parsecs away from our solar system. That's quite a long way. Its discovery was publicly announced in 2011 and was discovered by a telescope called SuperWASP in Sutherland. There are various prizes apart from naming a planet. The top six suggestions win a trip to Sutherland for individuals, and groups will win a telescope and astronomy books. So, there's not only a planet to be named, but also its host star. One of the official 11 languages of South Africa must be used, and the planet and star should have a common naming theme, with the opportunity to name other planets in this system along the same theme. Naming planets is an odd business. So far, we have named our solar system planets after dead gods, not ones which are still worshipped. The major planets are named after Roman gods, and the minor planets similarly are named after a collection of defunct gods from other cultures, such as Maki Maki, the god of fertility and the creator of humans in Rapa Nui mythology. Well, now we have an opportunity to name a planet after something or somebody significant to South Africans. Personally, I'd like to see a Miriam Makeba planet, with a whole string of planets named after South African musicians, which would of course be in keeping with Fine Music Radio's ambitions. So that web address is again www.saao.ac.za. Have fun! For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.